Welcome to Ambient Intro to Hard Drop Transitions Masterclass for Drum and Bass, using only Ableton Livestock devices. This is advanced and arrangement focused, so we're not here to debate which snare sample is best. We're here to make an intro feel inevitable and then make the drop feel like it punches a hole in the room. Set your tempo around 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for modern D&B. Now jump into arrangement view and drop four locators. Bar 1. Call it intro. Bar 17, call it lift. Bar 25, call it fake or gap. Bar 33, call it drop. Even if you end up changing the exact bar numbers later, these markers force you to think like an arranger. Intro, tension, removal, impact. Next, create four groups. Intro music bus, effects bus, drums bus, and bass bus. This isn't just for neatness. These buses are your transition handles. Most of your pro transition sound is going to come from automating these buses, not from piling on more tracks. Now set up two return tracks. Return A is long verb, return beat is dub delay. On the long verb return, load hybrid reverb. Go for an algorithmic haul. Decay somewhere in the 8 to 14 second range, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, high cut around 7 to 9k, low cut around 250 to 400. Then put in a Q8 after it and aggressively remove anything under about 250. If the reverb is poking your ears, dip a little around 2 to 4K. This return is for distance, depth, and cinematic wash, but it should never be a low-end fog machine. On the dub delay return, load echo, set time to a quarter note or 3/16, feedback around 25 to 45%, a touch of mod, and filter it, high pass around 250 to 400, low pass around 6 to 8K. Then add saturator after it with soft clip-on and a couple dB of drive. That's your space with attitude. Alright, the concept for the intro, it has to contain the drop's DNA. Same key center, related textures, hints of rhythm. If your intro is a totally different song, the drop will feel pasted in. We want foreshadowing, not randomness. Create a MIDI track called Pad. Load Waveatable, start from basic shapes. Cosine or triangle-ish. At unison, 2 to 4 voices. But don't go crazy, 15 to 30% amount. Then build a simple chain. First, auto filter set to low pass 12. Put the cutoff somewhere between 400 and 1.5K to start. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6. Then chorus ensemble for width, subtle, slow rate. Then either a little hybrid reverb on the track, or better, send it to your long verb return so you can control the space globally. Finally, utility to widen the intro, something like 120 to 160%. For the actual notes, keep it minimal. One or two chords, or even a single drone note. The real movement comes from tiny automation. Slowly open the filter over the first 16 bars, slowly increase the reverb send, maybe add the tiniest pitch drift using a waveatable LFO. When I say tiny, I mean you should feel it more than you hear it. This is the cinematic camera floating effect. Now add identity. Create a tonal motif track. Keep it sparse, 2 to 4 notes in a high register, eerie, almost like a distant signal. Use operator for this. A simple FM algorithm, not complex. Then put echo on it with a 3/16 ping pong feel, EQ8 high pass around 200 to 400 Hz so it stays light, and auto pan slow and subtle for movement. Keep this motif quiet. It's branding, not a lead. Next layer, distance and texture. Add a noise bed audio track. If you have field recordings, final noise, room tone, use that. If you don't, you can literally use operator's noise oscillator and print it or run it live. EQ8 first, high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. If you need more air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12K. Add auto filter in bandpass mode and slowly sweep the frequency over time. Add a big dark hybrid reverb, and if you want grit, a tiny touch of redux, but be careful, we're adding texture, not turning it into an AM radio. Here's a pro feeling trick. In the intro, place some elements slightly late, micro late, a few milliseconds behind the grid. It makes the intro feel lazy and cinematic. Then, at the drop, everything snaps dead on grid. That timing contrast is part of the impact. Now we move into the lift at bar 17. The goal here is to introduce rhythm without giving away the full drop. Think the machine is waking up, not the party already started. Add a ghost loop track. This can be a break, a hat loop, anything rhythmic. The key is that it's low energy. Put EQ8 on it and high pass it hard, like 500 to 900 Hz. You're removing the punch on purpose. If it's biting, dip around 3 to 5K a bit. Add a compressor at around 2:1, with a 10 to 30ms attack and 80 to 150ms release, and send it to long verb so it feels far away. Now automate it. Bring the volume up gradually from silence to somewhere like minus 18 dB-ish. And very slowly ease that high pass down, say from 900 to 500 Hz. But don't let it become full-bodied. The lift should suggest the drop, not spoil it. Add a sub-hint track, operator, sine wave. EQ8 with a low pass around 120 to 200 Hz so it stays pure. Utility width at 0%. Mono. Pattern-wise, keep it simple. A single hit on beat one every couple bars, or a half-time pulse. The point is emotional anchoring. People feel that sub-hint and subconsciously prepare for the drop. Keep it felt more than heard. Now, let's engineer the transition effects that actually translate on big systems. We want three dimensions of tension. Spectral, tonal and dynamic. Create a riser track. Use operator with noise or a waveform plus noise. Put auto filter on it and automate cutoff from around 300 Hz up to 12k over 8 bars. Add a little resonance, not whistling, just presence. Then saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB so the riser thickens as it rises. Then hybrid reverb for scale. Decay 6 to 10 seconds. Mix 20 to 40%. Or send it to your long verb return. Now the part many people skip. Pitch movement. Pitch it up over the last 4 to 8 bars, anywhere from plus 7 to plus 12 semitones. That pitch climb is what makes it exciting, even at the same volume. For a downlifter, you can print the riser to audio and reverse it, or automate pitch and filter downward. The key detail, add a high cut sweep so it gets darker into the drop. And in the last quarter bar, cut it hard. A clean drop is a powerful drop. Don't let effects tail smear your first kick transient. Now build an impact that doesn't eat your kick. Create an impact audio track and layer 2 or 3 short hits, a low thump, a mid crack, and a super short high snap or air tick. EQ8 to cut mud around 200 to 400 Hz. If the low layer is fighting your kick fundamental, sometimes around 50 to 70 Hz, nudge a little or just shorten the low impact. Then drum bus. Drive 5 to 15. Boom very conservative, and transients up if it needs bite. Add a limiter at the end only to catch peaks, ceiling around minus 0.3, and keep gain reduction minimal. Golden rule, impacts should feel huge, but the kick transient must still be the loudest event in that first moment. Now we set up the weapon, the pre-drop gap. This is where you remove energy so the ear recalibrates, and the drop feels violent without you even touching the master level. In the last 1 to 2 bars before the drop, choose one or two gap techniques. First option, literal silence for one beat or half a bar. Hard mute drums, bass, most music. Let only a reverb tail or a tiny vocal chop survive, then slam the drop. Second option, tape stop style using stock. Beat repeat is perfect. Set interval to 1/8, grid 1/16. Chance 100% for the last beat, then turn it off exactly at the drop. Or frequency shifter as a quick dropout vibe by automating fine frequency down fast, then kill it at the drop. Third option, stutter fill into drop. Take a tiny break slice and gate it with autopan. Set autopan rate to 1/16, phase at 0, shape close to square, amount 100%. Automate the amount from 0 up to 100 only in the final half bar. Then stop it dead on the drop. Now, before we hit the drop, I want you to think like this. We're designing a camera move. The intro is a wide shot. Soft transients, hard depth, lots of space. The drop is a close-up. Sharp transients, less early reflections, less wash. So don't only automate reverb wet level. In hybrid reverb, you can reduce early reflections or reduce size and decay right before the drop. That room collapsing is what makes the drop feel like it moved closer to the listener. Also, use 3 lanes of tension, not 30 tracks. Spectral tension is your filter's opening. Density tension is layers and rhythm ghosting. Stability tension is pitch drift becoming pitch certainty. The drop hits hardest when those 3 lanes snap into place together. Now the drop at bar 33. The biggest trick is contrast. Wide and washed becomes tight and controlled. On the intro music bus, put utility and automate width from something like 140 to 170% in the intro down to 100, or even 80 to 90 in the last bar before the drop. That creates the sensation that the world narrows and focuses. On the bass bus, make sure the sub is mono and stable at the drop. You can get weird above 150 Hz, but the authority comes from sub certainty, stable note choice, consistent mono, controlled envelope so the sub isn't smearing into the kick. For drums, consider a staged entry. At bar 33, you can bring kick, snare, main bass, and impact. Then 2 bars later, add hats, then add rides or top loops, then add a fill around bar 41. That makes the drop feel like it accelerates and evolves, instead of just appearing and staying flat. Let's set up your bus chains. On the drums bus, EQ 8 first, high pass at 20 to 30 HC just to remove rumble. If it's boxy, a tiny dip around 250 to 350. Then glue compressor, ratio 2:1, release on auto, and pick your attack, 3 ms for more clamp, 10 ms if you want more transient through. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then drum bus, drive 3 to 10, transients up carefully depending on your samples. Limiter optional, and if you use it, keep it gentle, like 1 to 2 dB max. On the FX bus, EQ8 with a high pass around 120 to 250, because your FX should not fight your sub. Then a compressor side-chained from the kick, ratio around 4:1, fast attack 1 to 3 ms, release 80 to 150 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB ducking on big risers so the drop stays clean, and the kick owns the moment. Now, a couple advanced transition illusions you can try. False clarity. In the lift, let the highs come first. Bring in hats and air, but hollow out the mids. On your ghost loop, dip around 600 HC to 2K. Then at the drop, restore that mid-range instantly. It reads like impact even if your meters barely change. Polyrhythmic hinting. Add a tiny quiet tick that cycles every 3/16 or 5/16. It creates unease. Then kill it one beat before the drop so the main two-step feels resolved. Halftime illusion into full-time reality. Make the lift feel halftime with bar long swells and sparse sub pulses. Then in the last 2 beats before the drop, introduce one tight 1/16 element like a closed hat or gated noise. That flip sells speed, without giving away the full drum pattern early, and a really dance-a-floor friendly one. 2-stage impact. Beat 1 gets a short transient impact with basically no tail. Beat 2 or 3 gets a filtered aftershock hit or bass stab that answers it. It makes the first bar feel expensive and intentional. Finally, pre-drop gain staging. If your lift creeps too loud, the drop can't expand. Keep the lift controlled. Think of the intro and FX buses sitting intentionally under control, and then let the drop feel louder through dryness, tighter stereo, and clearer transients. Quick mini exercise you can do in 20 minutes. Build 8 bars of pad drone and long reverb. Then 8 bars of lift with a ghost break that goes from high pass at 800 down to 500 by the end. Add noise riser over the last 4 bars. Then do a 1 beat gap, where only the reverb tail exists. Then drop. Impact plus kick and snare plus bass on beat 1. When you're done, check 3 things. This audio version is shortened for playback.